1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. On Thursday, we'll be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio in Beverly Hills, and we do have a gallery that those of you who didn't win tickets to see us inside the theater, you can watch us watch the show closed circuit in the gallery, in the museum gallery. 250 people can get in there. So if you'd like to, why don't you come on out, and we'll see what we can do about getting you in there at the Museum of Television and Radio, Rodeo Drive, on Thursday. And I just got the word that I'm getting the inner sleeves to our vinyl, and I'll be signing that this week. So our picture disc and our CD, the Phil Hendry, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 album, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show, is due out soon. So we're very excited about that. Margaret Gray joins us from Palos Verdes, and going to be talking to her here about, I know that there's a couple of things going on, Margaret. One of them is what did Barbara Streisand talk about?
Oh, well, there is the Barbara Streisand. Sorry, Phil, I don't know if you wanted to see it or not. Matt Drudge had it. And I'll tell you something, it's a bombshell.
What is it?
Well, basically what it is Barbara Streisand has weighed in. And this is the one we were waiting for. And it was one of those situations where you weren't quite sure which way she was going to go. But she definitely has weighed in. And so for anybody who didn't see the story, there really isn't any need to see the story, Phil. You can just read. I'll tell you.
Well, this is on the Drudge Report, right?
Yes, and Barbara Streisand is saying vote for Al Gore. So people who are on the fence and the rest of you who were going to go in a different direction, the word is, and we've got it definitely now, it is official, Barbara Streisand says vote for Al Gore. So we've got that, and we're very grateful to Barbara for that.
All right, but that's really not what you were coming on the show to talk about. You wanted to talk a little bit about Halloween candy and the dangers of that, because Halloween, what, is tomorrow night, right? Man, and you ought to see the kids at our house.
Oh, children love it, Phil. Can I just start by saying, and I hope I don't get emotional,
All right, well, just take your time.
11 years ago, a miracle occurred. Frank and I had a boy. We had a little boy late in life, 8 pounds, 12 ounces. Jason J. Delmonico, I know you know Jay.
Yes, I do.
And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank God he came into our lives. We knew he'd be special. We saw immediately he was a natural little actor. He did songs. He did skits. He was just wonderful. I saw that. I enrolled him over at the Boulevard Acting Academy in Hollywood, and we signed him with Lorraine Kruhn's Academy, and ever since he's been knocking them dead. And my question is this, Phil, would you take a beautiful little boy like that, a beautiful, sparkling diamond, and defecate on it? And you know what I mean by that, don't you?
Yes, I know what you mean, but I would not.
Well, listen to this. You know he has allergies.
I know he's been in and out of the doctor for his allergies, yeah.
All right. I called 30 different neighbors. Now, we are very fortunate. We live in the film colony in Malibu. But I'll tell you something. Actors are people, too. Movie stars are just like you, the people that listen to your show, just like you people. They, you know, Frank likes to say they bleed red and they crap brown. And they are just like everyone.
How is Frank?
He's good. He's doing much better, too, Phil. Thank you very much.
Because I know he has emphysema, right?
Yes. Why are you asking?
I got a little nervous about the crap brown line, I guess, and I wanted to move on.
I'm really sorry, but here's what I want to say. I called about 30 different neighbors because Halloween is tomorrow night. We're very fortunate that we live in the colony. Yes, we've got great neighbors. Now, what I needed is to just give them a heads up on what Jason J. can and can't have. As you know, he has the allergies, and he has an audition, Phil, on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yes, a very big film project.
Good for him. I knew that he was doing the TV commercials. He's doing a film?
Very big. Rumor is a John Hughes thing. I don't know. So what we wanted is a heads up for all the neighbors to get on the same page. When he came to their house for trick-or-treat, no peanuts, no chocolate, no walnuts, nothing breaded, nothing made with lard, only butter or canola oil. Now, I sent this out in a flyer, and I did a follow-up phone call. Now, for people who don't know, Jason J. Delmonico's website is jasonjdelmonico.com. If he comes to your home to trick-or-treat, the list is on there.
And all right, let me hold on for a minute here. You called the neighbors because he's going to be trick-or-treating at their houses.
Yes.
And he can't have peanuts and he can't have, because of his allergies.
Yes, that's right. So I wanted the neighbors to get on the same. I wanted to give everybody a heads up. I wanted to give everyone full pre-Halloween alert status so that no one got me angry, you know, because we want him to do a good job on Wednesday. The last thing we want to do, the last thing any of us wants to do, is to ruin this boy's opportunity, Phil. And I don't want to go to some neighbor's house. They give him chocolate. He eats it because little boys won't do what mommy wants. And the next thing you know, his face looks like God, I don't know what. It breaks out. He gets a lot of running sores, a lot of oozing pus. And I just...
Okay, all right. So he gets a little bit of an acne reaction or something from the...
He gets hives and acne, yes. But it's like an open running sore, not unlike the AIDS virus, but it's not AIDS. It's
okay, I got that.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm just trying to explain to you what...
Yeah, I understand. So he has a problem with chocolate, walnuts, peanuts...
So we're letting the neighbors know, and I thought it was very neighborly. And I told them, heads up, Jason J. can't have this. And by the way, there's a great store on Rodeo. It's called Horvath Confectioners. It has all the candy he likes and all the candy he's not, you know, allergic to.
Okay, so you got everybody ready, right?
Yes, and plus he goes into an anaphylactic shock when he eats chocolate. And that...
Well, what is that?
There's brain swelling, there's convulsions. So I thought everyone was on the same page. I told them, my boy can't have chocolate or peanuts. Guess what?
What?
I get phone calls. No, we're not going to do any dietary restrictions. I'm sorry, Margaret and Frank, we can't do that. We're trying, but when he comes to the door, this, that. I am telling you, you could have heard my ass slam shut. When I heard all of these people... Telling...
Okay, but there are people who you're saying, you're telling them what to give out.
Yes. I'm telling them that my boy has an audition on Wednesday. I'm telling them that Jason J. Delmont, I don't understand, what's the point?
But you can't control what all these people are giving away. Do they know Jay?
They know him, but he's got a mask on, so obviously all the kids are going to be in their costume.
Well, why not do this? Why not go to the door with him and say, you know, this is my son?
I can't do that.
Why not?
He's 11 years old, Phil. You don't. Mommy doesn't go to the door with an 11-year-old boy.
Well, can he lift his mask up and say, hi, this is Jason J. Delmonico, I can't have the...
No, you can't. Phil, I just told him, this is much easier. Don't give out chocolate. Don't.
Well, what about the other kids that are going to be trick-or-treating?
He basically goes alone. We don't want him trick-or-treating with other children because some of them know who he is. They bother him for autographs, this kind of thing.
And God, what? I mean, how much fun...
What?
Well, how much fun is trick-or-treating when a little boy goes door-to-door by himself?
Frank and I will be with him.
And Frank's in a wheelchair. You're walking with, what, a flashlight?
Yes.
I don't know.
Phil, please don't tell me how to raise my own son.
I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your son. I just... All right, so in other words, the problem is...
We're getting a lot of pushback. We're getting an awful lot of people saying, we can't scan our candy for these dietary restrictions. I got some pretty rude people. And what amazes me is these are all actors. I'm a writer. I write a daily column. I have a few careers in my hands. And these people say this to me? You could have heard my ass slam shut, and I was...
I got that. Okay, hold on for a minute.
I'm sorry?
Hold the line for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Did she call in, Melissa, to talk about this? I thought she wanted to talk about the Barbara Streisand thing. Let me get back on the line. Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
Did you want to talk about Jason J. and the fact that he can't get candy?
I think it's important as a mother, yes.
Are you going to write about it?
Yes, I am.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us. We were going to talk about Barbara Streisand endorsing Al Gore. Apparently, her son has dietary restrictions. He can't have walnuts and he can't have chocolate. And she sent out a flyer and emailed all the neighbors, and apparently they say they're still going to give out chocolate because they can't do that. I don't know. When you get on the phone with her, excuse me, folks, I have to talk to my producer. I don't want any more references to the running sores on his face. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There is so much at stake, is what she said.
Barbara Streisand said there is so much at stake. Did she come right out and say, oh, we're back? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. She writes the nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me. She has sent out flyers and basically posted on her son Jason J. Delmonico's website what kind of candy he can and can't have for Halloween. He is a child actor, and he does have an audition on Wednesday, and if he eats the wrong candy, his face will break out, and then he blows the audition. And you said you sent out these flyers to all of the neighbors.
We live in the film colony.
That's great. You live in the film colony. But the fact is you sent these flyers out to these neighbors, and the neighbors said no.
We got pushback, Phil, from people who should know better. I'm an entertainment writer. I do review film and the entertainment field. I would think that they would be a little bit more careful with the way that they, in a very cavalier manner, handled my son. No one will stop my son. My son, Jason J. Delmonico, will not be stopped. And if they think they'll stop him, then they're dreaming.
Stopped?
Well, I know what's going on. They don't want him to get the part. They have kids of their own.
Oh, come on, man. If they don't want to... Look, if they don't want to have to sit there and separate the candy, you know...
We even gave the address of the candy shop that carries the candy he can eat. It's on Rodeo. And they still won't do it.
All right, let me take some phone calls here. Then I'll ask you a little bit more about Barbara Streisand endorsing Bill Clinton.
Al Gore.
Oh, Al Gore, I mean.
Yeah, can you believe that? That gives us the guidance we've been looking for.
All right, let me go to St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I'm just calling in response to Margaret. I understand that your son has allergies.
You got the word that Barbara Streisand is endorsing Al Gore, right?
No, but that's not the reason for my call.
All right, I understand that. I just want to let you know.
Okay, well, thank you. And I understand your son has allergies, and I understand that he's a very special little boy, and he's an actor, and frankly, I'm sorry, but I've never heard of him.
Well,
I've also never heard of you.
You know something? I don't know how many movies you go to.
I rent a fair number of them.
Rent is one thing, but the new releases, especially a lot of the edgier independent things.
That's also not the reason for my call.
Exactly.
Okay.
But he is an actor. He does have an audition.
I'm just calling to say,
his face does break out. And this is all important to us.
Okay. Now, may I say something?
I call these people, and I tell them.
You know what, lady? Your son's a very special boy. I'm a very special girl.
I
think
you
are. And if he's wearing a mask, then, you know, how are people supposed to know who he is? And if they don't know who he is,
this is what I'm talking. They make it easy.
Let me speak, or you fool yourself.
I'm not fooling myself. I'm trying to explain to you how it's done with actors.
You already explained yourself.
He's an actor.
I'm responding to you.
He's got an audition on Wednesday.
Big deal. I build airplanes. I can kill pilots.
Well, whatever. But what I'm saying is...
Exactly. Whatever. So what? He's got an audition. He needs special candy.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Let him go out. Let him collect the stuff, and then give him a huge box of his special candy.
Is he supposed to go in and audition for John Hughes with an open, gaping, running sore on his cheek? Is that what you want?
He's not going to have that. That's your job as a mother.
That's what I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job.
How do you figure doing your job, Margaret?
By telling these people, Jason J. Delmonico is coming. He'll be there around 8:15. Make sure the candy's acceptable.
Can you tell him what he's dressed as? He's going to be such and such. Can you have one piece of candy for him? Have you done anything to compromise
No, you don't understand. He's an actor. You use a rivet gun. There's a difference.
Between him and any other little boy with allergies. He's a little boy.
But he stands to make a pantload in this John Hughes movie if he doesn't have the gaping sore.
Okay, can you tell them? Can you compromise with them? Say he's coming as such?
Why can't you say that my boy is coming and he has allergies?
Because that means that they have to only give him one or two pieces. Like any child, he wants a handful. He wants to reach into the bowl and dig into it like any child would want to. He wants to shove his face into it. But no, you're proposing...
Here's another compromise, maybe. You know, here's another compromise. You go out and you buy the candy and you go to each house...
Did you see the Drudge Report?
What?
Did you see the Drudge Report on Barbara Streisand?
She already said no, she didn't.
I don't care about Barbara Streisand.
I don't understand that.
Can you go to his candy shop and buy him a huge box of candy and individually wrap it up, give a handful to each house and say, can you give my son this? He'll be coming, he's dressed as, I don't know, Batman, for instance.
No,
and
you
when
can't.
Batman
no,
shows
I
up,
can't do that. No, none of that.
Why?
Because I can and I won't. He's Jason
because
J.
you
Del
won't?
Monaco.
Because everything's about you and you don't know how to compromise?
My neighbors are stealing his youth away from him. They will
no,
not
you
scar
are stealing his youth away from him.
They will not scar his...
Your neighbors are not doing this on purpose. They're simply...
They're going to scar his face.
They're not going to scar his
face. And
he'll
go into shock.
You're refusing to allow him to have a happy Halloween.
All right. The kid is going to have to learn in life, sometimes you have to give, sometimes you have to take. You know what I'm saying?
He's an actor. He doesn't have to know that.
Of course he does.
All right.
It's called humanity.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Do you understand here? That you can't ask these people.
I did ask them. Get the right kind of candy. Jason can stick his hand into the big bowl of the grab bag. He won't have to stand there like some poor, pathetic urchin on the streets of Bombay with a skinny hand he's holding on. Oh, could I please have a piece of candy? Could I please have this? Or could I please have that? One or two pieces. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way.
Well, it's going to have to start working that way if these people don't give your boy candy, because I don't know where this guy is going to start trick-or-treating. Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I thought my call would have some substance, but after that last interchange, I realized what I'm up against. And this lady
is crazy. I'm glad
she
you've learned.
She is crazy.
He is fragile. If his Halloween is ruined, he's not going to beat the best at the audition, and that's the most important thing.
If acting is that important to you and him, take a night off from trick-or-treating. That's not that important, all right?
He's a boy. He's 11 years of age. He should be allowed to have these joys in life.
He is allowed. Why don't you just tell him, go to the houses, get all the candy you can get, come home, we'll look through it, and we'll pick out the bad stuff.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever sat up with a child who's choking on pus?
Huh?
What are you...
I'm asking the gentleman in Virginia a question. Have you ever had to sit up with a child who is choking on pus?
No, and why would he be choking on pus?
Because people give him chocolate. The inside of his mouth gets inflamed and breaks out.
I would be watching what went in his mouth after trick-or-treating.
Better still...
Take a little responsibility.
Yes, if for your child, maybe. Jason J. Delmonico.
You know what?
I called ahead.
My kids don't have allergies, but guess what? I'll still be looking through their candy, all right?
I look for their candy, but I also call ahead to make sure they're setting out the right kind of candy.
And what about the kids on that street?
And what would you do if these people didn't let you know that they're, as you say, pushing back? Maybe you just take it for granted that you're giving them the right candy?
Well, I will tell you this much. If these people are trying to stop his career, they'll never do it. They won't stop Jason J. Delmonico from becoming a famous actor.
Well, I could care less whether he acts again or not.
They will never stop him. He is inexorably rolling on like
a
juggernaut.
If candy is the thing that's going to put him over the edge,
going to kill
just
him
eliminate
with pus.
That.
They're going to choke him with pus. Forget it. It won't.
No,
oh, stop it already,
pus.
Okay?
Look, at what I'm choking for pus.
Be the one choking him for pus.
Are you bobbing for apples?
It's candy.
All right, that's
crying
what I'm
out
saying.
Loud, it's candy.
It is candy, but it's a little boy. They're not feeding him crap.
Well, look, you know what you're going to have to do?
Phil, why are we talking to these people?
You call my show, people call in. That's the way it's played.
They don't understand about Jason J. Delmonico and how special he is. What does your child do?
They're both very loving kids.
What do they do for a living?
Way normal than your little child actor.
What do they do for a living?
They go to kindergarten.
Oh, well, there's a big career ahead of them.
Yeah,
all right.
You know
thank
what?
You.
I hope my kids
you know,
develop
no,
the
my
cure
boy's
to
gonna
save
be in a
your
movie.
Kid, all right?
My boy's going to be in a movie.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
My boy's going to be...
In a movie. We got it. 1-800-449-8686. We got Margaret Gray on the line. It's the Phil Hendry Show, day before Halloween, and she's just letting everybody know what kind of candy Jason J. Delmonico can have. Otherwise, he'll choke on his own pus. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray is on the line with us. We're talking to her from her home in Palos Verdes. Is that the radio, Margaret?
Yeah, hold on for this. Jason's doing one of his dance routines for me right now. This is what he does during his audition, Phil, and what I think makes him such a special little boy and a great actor. He not only has a little monologue that he prepares, and it's the one from On the Waterfront, where I could have been a contender, I could have been someone. He also then breaks into moonwalking. And he's doing... Go ahead, honey. Can you hear the music, Phil?
Yeah, can you turn it down?
Hold on.
What's he doing now?
He's what... God, is he talented. He's doing a moonwalk.
All right, can you... We need to get this.
All right, hold on, darling. Mommy will watch you later. Mommy will watch you later. Yes. Marlon Brando, Marlon Brando, Marlon Brando. Yes. Christian Slater, Christian Slater. No. Marlon Brando, Marlon Brando. Yes. He is so talented, Phil. I want to cry when I see him. And if anyone, and I want to be as kind as I can, but if I find any parent giving this talented little diamond chocolate, walnuts, or lard-based candy, you know something? Jeffrey Dahmer might have had some good ideas. I don't know.
And in other words, you'll get violent.
No, I'm not saying I'll get violent.
Well, that's what you said. God, here is Westlake Village on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I just had to call in because I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You need to turn the radio down, honey.
With this woman. I'm a mom. I have an 11-year-old daughter who very allergic to peanuts.
My what?
And wait, let me finish, please.
Oh, God.
And she's very allergic. She's going out trick-or-treating with all her friends. I wouldn't dream of letting her go out alone without her friends. I think nothing could be sadder than that. I tell her, you don't eat anything until you get home. You don't open anything. You don't touch anything until you get home. She goes out with all her friends, gets all her candy. She comes home, we dump it out, and I take away everything that she's allergic to, and she gets to eat the rest. No problem.
One big problem with all of this. My son is Jason J. Delmonico. He has an audition on Wednesday.
Yes.
As an actor, he has a very fragile sensibility. If I start telling him he can't or he won't, he'll crack. And then he's no good for the casting director on Wednesday.
But why
your daughter,
can't you just
I don't know
him,
what she does.
Why can't you just let him collect all the candy, and then you dump out on the floor when you get home, like I do with my child every year, and mm-hmm. you take away
Jason, honey,
the things
turn
that
up,
he can't eat.
Turn up the music. I don't want to talk to her.
Wait a minute. All right, let's turn it down. Put her on hold. Put her on hold for a minute. Jeez. The woman's still there?
Oh, my God. Hello?
Yeah, I put her on hold. Unbelievable.
Wow,
you better
woman,
get control over her.
I feel sorry for her child.
I mean,
a mom like that.
So in other words, what you're basically saying is there needs to be... Take her off a hold just so we can... All right. Margaret?
Yes, I'm here.
What kind of childish crap is that?
I beg your pardon?
Turn up the music. Mommy doesn't want to talk to this woman.
She's telling me all about how she does it with her son.
Margaret, the world doesn't revolve around you and your child.
I'm the makeup.
Are you done?
No. I mean, they are neighbors, but they should do it. We have hundreds of neighborhoods for one child.
I didn't catch that.
Well, I feel so.
You want to be a child, but you want to be a baby about this? Is ridiculous.
You know what? What kind of value
I want to be a baby.
I
almost lost him in childbirth. I almost died giving birth to him.
You know what? I almost lost my daughter too from her reaction.
Jason J.
Delmonico. I totally understand.
Did you lose him the reaction to peanuts?
Listen.
Someone dared to give my son lard-based candy once, and I could have put a fire axe into their shoulder blades.
But you know what? Then it's your job as a parent to protect your child and not... But don't dictate to your neighbors what they should do.
Great.
It's not right.
I don't think you can. Thank you very much. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You.
Thank you. I don't think you can. I think that you're only asking for trouble. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
I want to ask Margaret, what's she going to hand out?
Oh, we're going to be out tonight, that evening. I'm going out with Jason Jay, and his father, unfortunately, has emphysema.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you can't tell people what to hand out. I can't go around to my neighborhood and say, hey, you've got to hand out this, and you can't hand out that.
Is it a crime that my son is not allergic to only the best candy?
Well, my son's allergic to certain types of candy, too, but
No. What I'm saying is my son is not allergic to hard candy, but he needs the best.
Well, then go and buy him a big load of hard candy, bring it home, and then whatever he gets, you can throw out.
But what about trick-or-treating?
Ah,
well,
I know what you're going to say.
He can still go and have fun, but you're just going to have to throw away a lot of the candy.
Then I will mess with his sensibility. He's fragile.
Well, a lot of kids are fragile, but they just have to get over it. That's the best way for them to learn.
He's an actor.
What does it matter if he's an actor?
They're the most fragile.
Are
Listen,
you kidding?
Watch this. This is a mother's pride. Come on out, darling. Do the moon dance. He's moonwalking.
Hey, hold on. Big deal he's moonwalking.
Yeah,
you know how old
cares?
That is, man? Yeah. Moonwalking's about 18 years old.
He's got to get a new dance.
How dare you? How dare you? He's going backwards.
Margaret, you got to get a hold
All right.
of yourself.
That's really great. Here is Saratoga Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Saratoga Springs, hello. I know, is there... line two, excuse me. Saratoga Springs, hello.
Hello.
Yes,
can
ma'am.
You hear me now?
Yes, I'm sorry. We had you on the wrong thing.
Moonwalk is a classic.
Pardon me?
Hello? Do any of your children moonwalk, dear?
I'm a grandmother at this point, but I wanted
to tell
you...
You had to think about that, though, didn't you?
I didn't. I'm very proud of the four of them, but I wanted
God
to tell
you
that I understand anaphylactic shock because I've had one.
Anaphylactic?
So I can sympathize with Jason J. DeMonaco, but I also...
No, not DeMonaco, Delmonico.
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 All right. Well, I do sympathize with you as a mother.
Well, thank you, God.
Having an anaphylactic shock.
Thank you,
however,
dear. Thank you
if
so
I
much.
Were one of
thank
your neighbors,
God. There's someone
I would
who agrees
have
with
you
me,
arrested
I think that is
for
so
child
wonderful
abuse
that you are,
if you let
what?
Your child go out trick-or-treating and subjected him to such a chance of anaphylactic
that's
shock.
Just it.
That
I,
is,
that's why I call the neighbors ahead of
no,
time.
No, I
and
said
tell
I
them.
Would have them have you arrested for child abuse. If you let that child go out with any chance at all that he would have an anaphylactic shock.
That's why we call ahead and tell the neighbors to have the right kind of candy. Hello? Don't you... Oh, God, she hung up. Are we going to get into the Al Gore...
I don't know. I mean, what did you want to talk about? What are you going to do with this kid? What are you going to do with this boy tomorrow night?
We are going to go door to door, and he'll take the candy gleefully, shove it into a bag, come home with it, tear it open with glee, and shove it into his mouth. And we will have the greatest of trust and knowledge that none of our neighbors would dare mess with Jason J. DeMonaco. And if, perchance, later in the evening, his face breaks out like it's another wave of the Black Death, there's a few actors in this town who better be afraid, very afraid.
You'll take the chance of having his face break out like, as you just put it, the Black Death to keep his little sensibility intact so mommy doesn't go door-to-door looking at the candy.
I sent out the flyer. They know what kind of candy. Start moon dancing.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute.
All right, I don't know what she's doing with that kid, but it's scaring me. I mean, Margaret, of all the...
A writer, one call, I ruin a career. Now moon dance.
She's scaring me, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Well, that's some of the best bumper music I've ever heard in my life, man. Thank you very much, Craig. Is that cat going to tune his guitar, man, anytime this week? That's cool. Oh, that's ZZ Top, huh? Well, guess what? I'm going to have to reevaluate my love and affection for that band. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So you got the word. Barbara Streisand says Al Gore is the way to go. So don't screw up. You better vote for him. Vote for him twice if you can. Because Barbara Streisand is telling us that the first three reasons to vote for Al Gore are the Supreme Court. And then the second reason is the Supreme Court. And the third reason is the Supreme Court. Look, I'm going to vote for Al Gore. But I'm a Democrat and I am going to vote for the vice president. But every time I see something like this, I realize that it's further and further away, man. It's going to be another Bush. Did I read about Carmen Electra's reason for Al Gore? No, I didn't. What was it? Did it have something to do with a picture in Rolling Stone?
No, no, no.
Oh. Well, what was her reason for voting for Al Gore?
It was tax cut, which is Bush's whole thing.
Tax cut.
Yeah, which is what Bush
is. So, in other words, Carmen Electra got Al Gore confused with George Bush. She said, I am going to vote. Is she Mexican or something? What's with that name? Is she from another country or another world? Is it another planet or just south of the border? But she says she's going to vote for Al Gore because all that tax cut stuff he talks about. All right. That's it, baby. Man. She's from Cincinnati? That's a beautiful thing, too. So Carmen Electra, an exotic woman, a woman who one would think hails from the nether reaches of Rio, perhaps dancing on a beach somewhere in Paraguay, perhaps discovered on Ibiza, lounging or walking down like the girl from Ipanema. No, she's from Cincinnati. Anyway, according to Babs, I shudder when I think of how a more conservative court could put at risk all the things we hold dear. Here's the thing. You may not hear too many people talking about this. And, you know, we don't talk about politics on the show, but we do talk about my life. And here's the way my life's going these days. I'm a Democrat. I'm going to vote for Al Gore. You know, I don't proselytize on the show. I don't go into my reasons why you should. I don't have the answers, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and tell you that I do. And I'm not all that upset with the world either, by the way. Like most talk shows, there's a guy that comes on, he says he's always pissed off or bothered, if you'll pardon my language, about the world. You know, I'm not. It's a pretty good life. There's always some guy morally outraged about something. I'm not. I think we're doing okay, you know. And while I am a Democrat, I'm not on here every day yakking about how I think Al Gore is the end-all be-all. But here's what's happened to me in the last few weeks. I'm looking at this Gore campaign, and I realize that we're dead. We're dead. Because of all the funky stuff, man, that's going down around that campaign, just funky, funky things. I'm going to vote for the guy, but I know the way people think, and I know the way people act, and I know the way they vote. He went on those debates and looked for all the world like a jackball. Then he got into that Rolling Stone magazine cover with the junk hanging out for the world to see, so that wasn't too cool. And now we got Barbara Streisand telling us that we better vote for him because the three reasons are Supreme Court, Supreme Court, Supreme Court. It's like all the knuckleheads are weighing in, man, and it's just not helping you, Al. I liked it better back when his daughter was running around and talking about how much she loved her dad and he was a family guy. I liked it better then. But now we've got his package on parade on the cover of Rolling Stone, Barbara Streisand, and I don't know what else. And it's over. Bush wins, I guarantee you. Bush wins, I guarantee you. Makes me feel bad, too. Because I know what it's going to be, man. It's going to be another Reagan spend thing with the deficit thing and then the recession thing. And it's just, you know, we're all going to feel good for about 4 years and then we'll all lose our jobs. That's exactly what happened with Reagan. And that's what's going to happen with this thing. This guy gets in. But you know what? Go ahead and vote for him. I don't care. Because by the time we get around to having a recession, I think I'll have enough money in the bank to retire. Man, oh man, oh man. Now, on Saturday, we had a birthday party for our daughter, Catherine, and by the by, she got a witch costume, and she came home with a big witch hat and a really cool-looking witch wig, and she was modeling it in front of the mirror and looking at it, and the next time I saw it, it was laying in cat food on the kitchen floor. So I said, wow, that's pretty good, Catherine. Mommy get that for you? Mm-hmm. Well, it's laying inside the cat box right now. Well, isn't that your costume? Are you going to use it? So I took it and hid it. I took the thing, I hosed it off, and shoved it into a cubicle where she'll never find it. Because that's what I do with the kids when they leave crap laying around. I hide it. I go, are you going to move those shoes? Yeah, in a minute. Okay, next one. The shoes are still there. Yeah, I'll move them in a minute. Next time, okay, I still see the shoes. Yeah, I'll get them in a minute. So that, you know what I do with them then? After the third warning, I take them and I throw them on the roof. And they go, did you see my shoes, Phil? Yeah, they're on the roof. There's a ladder in the garage. Catherine is Cinderella, and I'm the evil stepmother. That's me. And then she had a party on Saturday, okay? So Saturday morning I get up. Marie and I go out. We got to get balloons and a tank of helium. We go over to the party store, which is in the same shopping center where the Staples Center thing, the Staples Supply was, which I will never shop in again because they've got an idiot in there. So then I went into this other place because the older I get, the more of a, you know, utter creep I'm becoming. But so we go into the party joint. And we wait for 5 minutes. They still don't open it up. It's supposed to be open at 9 o'clock. It still ain't open. They finally open it up. We go in there. So now I'm kind of bugged because I had to wait five extra minutes. I could have been over at Starbucks. So I go in there, and she says, yes, sir, can I help you? Yeah, we need balloons and helium. Oh, we don't have helium. Well, it said that you did. Well, we discontinued it last week. Well, what do you got? Have you got the big balloon? No, we don't have the big. We have the small balloons. You'll take those and smile or get out. And then I get the small balloons. I'm standing there, and I'm waiting for somebody to come over to the cash register. And she ain't coming over to the cash register. So gradually, slowly, inexorably, I'm getting angry. And I left. I had my balloons, and I went down to Costco. Very nice guys at Costco. You guys got helium? No, we discontinued that last week. What happened? Was there a helium problem last week? So then I finally found this joint way out in Moore Park. They had 140 balloon helium tank. Got it, brought it home, enlisted the aid of the three boys. Well, here's what you do with kids. When you need to get balloons blown up and you want to make kids work, you tell them it's helium. That way they can blow up the helium and you can still hear squirrel talking while they're doing it. So they're blowing the helium up. They're loading the balloons, which is what I wanted, and tying it off. But every now and again I could hear, I am the master of the universe. So they're sucking helium, and then sucking it out of the balloon wasn't good enough. Now, because they have the tank, they're putting their lip right up to the nozzle and just shooting helium. And I said, you know what? I know you guys like sucking helium, but that can't be good for you. And Marie's going, yeah, I don't think it can be either. Well, the kid's got his mouth on top of that thing. And every now and again, I hear them going, come on, we need one more balloon over here. You're all going to die. Me. Finally, one of the kids said, I got a little lightheaded, and, I said, enough helium, all right? Leave that for the adults. And then we had a really good party, and I cooked a bunch of hot dogs for a bunch of little girls, most of whom are anorexic, and I said, who wants buns? And none of them said no. They're all going, no, I'll have a hot dog, Mr. Henry, but no bun. Oh, I see. Watching your figure at 9, huh? You got it, Ace. Just shut up and go cook the hot dog. Yes, sir. So I go over there, and I'm cooking these hot dogs. I said, who wants how many? 1, 4, 2, 3, 1, 2. There were like 9 girls. I cooked 4 hot dogs. The rest of them were like they went to an air party or something. We're breathing. That's great. And then when one of them asked me, she's 9, do you have diet mustard? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what a lot of mothers, maybe it's fathers. I don't want to single out either parent. What are you doing to your kids? What's the story here? If you're putting a 9-year-old kid on a diet, somebody ought to drag you behind a truck. Good God! Do you have diet mustard and the kid's 9? Now, another thing I want to say, oh, is that the music for me to leave? For me to be fired? And their fingers smell like vomit. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.